Triple M, Alan for Breakfast, right here at the Margaret River Hotel. Wine, dine, stay, margaretriverhotel.com.au. And Phil now joins me from the Eagles Heritage Raptor Wildlife Centre. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Now, you guys have something very cool here in Margaret River, which is like, not like, what, 10 minutes out from where we are right here? It's pretty much next door.
Yeah, it's just down the road.
And you guys do shows twice a day. We were lucky enough to check these out. This is incredible stuff that you do with these birds.
Yeah, it's lots of fun. Yeah, eagles, hawks, falcons, and owls. All birds of prey.
Birds of prey, so the dangerous ones to little insects and rodents. It's quite educational as well, because a lot of us walk in there going, oh, these things look scary, especially someone like me who's got a bit of a weird thing about birds. And you educate us to the point where we walk away going, we need to protect these bad boys. We need to help them out.
Well, that's the idea, is to just bring you up close and personal with these birds so you can see just how magnificent they really are. And the fact that they do so much good in our environment.
Yeah.
The great cleaners and caretakers of our environment.
That's exactly it. There was one stat that you told me yesterday about how quickly mice breed and what a good job it is out of the barn owls, how they take care of them.
That's right. Well, a barn owl eats about 1,000 mice a year, the average barn owl, same with the Boobook owls. And 1,000 mice a year, 100 mice in 12 months will breed into 225,000 mice.
Gross.
So you work out on 1,000, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, we have to get an owl for every building.
Absolutely.
It's going to start looking like Hogwarts over here, I reckon.
That's it, yeah. Well, more the merrier.
You've got quite a few massive birds. There was one eagle that I saw right by the entrance when you walk in. That thing is huge.
Yeah, that's a wedge-tailed eagle, Australia's national eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a smallish sort of female bird named Grace.
Grace.
Her full name is Amazing Grace.
Makes sense.
Well, once I was blind and now I can see.
Oh, that's right, because the bird was blind when you first got
it. It came down from Geraldton, our wildlife rehabilitator up in Geraldton, Janelle Indy, and she brought the bird down or sent the bird down to us, and it was completely blind. Murdoch University had a good look at it, and it said that it had cataract. Now, cataract doesn't get better by itself, so it's actually improved over the last 9 years. It's got about 80% of its sight back.
That is great.
Yeah,
that's
fantastic.
Unbelievable. And that's just one of the many stories of you helping out these birds.
Yep.
People want to get along to it. What days are you open?
Open 6 days a week. Only closed on Fridays except on school holidays and public holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And we're open at 10. First show's at 11. The one after that is 1:30. Go for about 45 minutes apiece.
Yeah, and they're fantastic. Get a photo with an owl. There's so many trucks behind us. And that. Phil, thanks for the chat today, and everyone needs to check it out. You can do so on Facebook. Google it. Eagles Heritage Raptor Wildlife Park. Phil, thanks for the chat, mate.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
It's live at the Margaret River Hotel, and when it comes to figuring out all things to do here in Margaret River, it's good to pop into the visitor centre, and I've got Shana from the visitor centre here to chat with me. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am well. I popped in yesterday for, I think, the same reason most people do, to figure out what exactly there is to do. It turns out a lot.
There is. We've got over 700 different tourism businesses in the region that visitors can enjoy.
Absolutely. And tours galore at the moment as well.
There is. And it's a perfect time to be getting out and about in the region. Like when you get beautiful days like this, crisp blue skies, all the vineyards are looking amazing. So it's a great time to get out and about.
Absolutely. Now, we know we get a lot of tourists from all around the world, country, Perth, of course. But let's focus on our people that live here in the southwest that go, oh, I should pop over, check out some stuff. What's some things they should be looking at while they're here?
At this time of the year, there's so much to do. So on a beautiful day like today, I'd suggest getting out to Cape Naturalist Lighthouse. You can jump out there. There is whales migrating along the coast at the moment, which is a spectacular sight. If you've never seen it before, you really have to put that one on your bucket list. You can climb to the top of the tower. You get amazing 360-degree views of the coastline, and it's just been refurbished. So afterwards, you can go down and have a wonderful cup of coffee in a refurbished lighthouse keeper's cottage.
Absolutely, and the caves is something a lot of people put on their list, never quite get to it, but they go, I've got to get to that, I've got to get to it. They really do need to.
Oh, they are incredible, and I think people don't really know what's lying beneath the earth right here in our region, so it's really nice to be able to head down those stairs, and it is almost like a cathedral down there with these beautiful stalactites and stalagmites, and there's some really beautiful spots in there where you have, you know, a little bit of an awakening, I think, while you're in the cave.
And you guys got so much happening right here on the main city central of Margaret River as well. You can just walk up and down the streets and do your shopping galore.
Yes, you can. So there's a load of little beautiful specialty shops in the main street where you'll find something special and something different, which is a really nice experience. Some fantastic cafes, some pubs, so you can always stop and have a coffee or have a beer or whatever takes you fancy.
Now, you're a local, so I want the exclusive. What's a little hidden tip that we can tell some of our listeners this morning? What's the thing they've got to see?
If you're in town, I think that there's a brewery and a distillery right next to each other. So not only can you shop down the main street, you can head down, you can taste some fantastic spirits and some beautiful beers right on the edge of Margaret River.
There you go. You heard it here first. Or maybe you already were. I'm not sure. Thank you so much for the chat today. Of course, if anyone has any questions or they just kind of want a point of reference as soon as they get into Margaret River, visit you at the Visitor Centre. Thanks for the chat today.
Perfect. Thank you.
Alan Adventures right here at the Margaret River Hotel. Been chatting with Mick all morning. The poor guy's had to get up really early today, but you're starting to be a bit more awake now, right?
Yeah. Yep. I'm in the game.
I'll tell you what, you stayed here last night. The accommodation is brilliant. I love these rooms, and I love the fact of the location smack bang in the middle of town, mate.
Yeah, it's very good. Good spot. Now, for big groups here, mm-hmm. we can accommodate you.
Oh.
Sorry about the pun, but we do have plenty of rooms. So the double rooms start from $90 a night, and our kings are from $115 up until school holidays. So on that, because I feel pretty generous this morning, I was thinking our maybe the first three people to call our accommodation manager, Steve, we might donate a free night's accommodation with every night you buy.
Oh,
only three, buy one, get one free.
A BOGO deal.
Yeah.
So they just run up and just mention that they've heard you speaking on the radio.
Yep, but it has to be the first three people.
I'm also going to jump on that ASAP.
So, and I will give you a free night's accommodation.
That's good. People planning a cheeky weekend.
Or a dirty weekend out.
Whatever they're up to. Of course, not just the accommodation going on here as well. You're revamping up the sports bar. You've got all ton of local beers on tap, great wines as well. And like I said, you are pretty much in walking distance to everything you need staying right here at the Margaret River Hotel. They need to get into contact with you. First three, get a BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free for a room.
Up until September.
Up until September. So, I mean, hopefully you get three calls between now and September.
Yeah, and you got to ask for Steve.
Ask for Steve.
Yeah.
Ring up, ask for Steve. Mention that you heard us on air and you get yourself a buy one, get one free for a room.
Words, Big Al.
The code word's Big Al. You're making it too hard for people. Just call up and say you heard us. I'm sure they'll figure it out. Mick, thanks so much for having us this morning, mate. We do appreciate it. And, of course, get in contact directly with the hotel, not just for this deal, but for any deals. Don't worry about the other websites and whatnot. Call up the Margaret River Hotel. They'll always look after you. Like I said, right in the middle of town, this is the perfect location if you're looking for a dirty weekend or whatever weekend you'll have.
Good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun.